Montana News. I'm Brian Bennett. 1 year ago, Congress passed a bipartisan bill called the Every Student Act, which gave a lot of power and responsibility back to the states to craft education policies. Montana educators worked for several months to draft an 82-page plan in which Montana's 820 schools would be judged based on where they are starting and whether their students are making progress from that point, rather than whether they're hitting a one-size-fits-all target score. The deadline to submit public comments in the draft plan is Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Montana State University's Western Transportation Institute has released an online version of its one-stop-shop real-time traffic information tool for travelers looking for up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions. Senior research scientist Doug Galaris.
This is just an extension of the work that we've been doing so that people could use their tablets or smartphones to hook into the system and get the same data, because we know that these devices are becoming more and more prevalent.
This is the Northern News Network.
It's called a whiteout, and it requires caution. Snowplows create a cloud of snow that limits visibility for drivers following too closely, oncoming vehicles, and sometimes even the snowplow driver. Be patient. Plows maneuver slowly to clear the roads. As you approach a snowplow, slow down and give the plow driver room to work. Remember, don't crowd the plow. A safety message from the Montana Department of Transportation.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Firestone and Tire-Rama, the leader in the field, only at your local Montana and Wyoming Tire-Rama store.
Workers for Missoula's Frontier West Construction Company carefully placed a 185-foot steel bridge Wednesday designed to hold irrigation pipe across the Bitterroot River south of Hamilton. The new bridge and pipe structure replaces one that for more than a century carried countless millions of gallons of water to irrigate thousands of acres of land on the east side of the Bitterroot Valley. The Raymond Port of Entry will remain a 24-hour entryway into Canada. Closure hours have been proposed for midnight to 6 a.m. due to low traffic volume, leaving a 550-mile gap between ports. The Port of Raymond is one of three major border crossings that are part of the commercial ports to Plains Trade Corridor and the only port into the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway, a congressionally delegated high-priority corridor. Snow has finally arrived at Lost Trail Powder Mountain, located at the top of Lost Trail Pass. It operates Thursdays through Sundays. For Christmas break, though, it'll be open every day, December 22nd through January 2nd, including Christmas Day and New Year's Day. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.